This journal was recovered from a quarantine apartment in Kersey, a small town between Wallingford and Little Whittingham, situated next to the River Thames. Considering the state said apartment was in, it must have been a very dangerous extraction. But my trust in my sources paid off, and we have another piece of the puzzle. December 4th. Got woken up by the lovely sounds of dubstep. Bloody chavs who live below me are really starting to get on my nerves. Jack hasn't come yet, so I'm stuck. Can't even buy groceries. This man diary is huge. Even when I'm supposed to be writing something per day, it'll take ages to fill up. Guess I should get started then. My ointment came in the mail today. Prescription stuff. High quality, judging by how impossible the name is to pronounce. I saw a few roaches in the tub this morning. I'd call an exterminator, but, as previously stated, I haven't a penny. Honestly, you'd think the money owed to me would come faster. But what do I know about whoever deals with this stuff? The meds are working well, though. I bought some new movies, so I should be alright for a while. December 5th. Didn't do much today. It was one of those days where you just sit around, nap a lot, and watch the hours pass. I'm still not comfortable with going out. I'm sure everyone would expect that I'd be able to at least go down and get some groceries, but I'm still not ready. There's nothing on, and I'm too bored to do much else. I'll try to sleep. December 6th. Well, the check came today. So that was something. It's more than I thought would happen. I bought a few comics online and ordered some groceries. I wanted to put on a mask or wrap my face in bandages when the delivery boy came, but I forced myself to open the door and give him his money. He looked away from me most of the time while he gave me my food. Little dick. The me of last year would have called his supervisors, but now I don't really care. He can rot with my asshole neighbours. Not much else to be said tonight. I'm alone and tired and mad. So I'll turn in early. Night. December 7th. Last night I dreamed that I was smothered under hot coals. Woke up feeling awful. Skin hot and tight. Stomach turning. Shivery. I puked on the floor. Then had to clean it up. I think the stress is what's causing it, but maybe it's my meds. This isn't the only time this has happened, obviously, and a dozen times in a month is too many. I'm so damn tired of this. It's like getting the stomach flu or a cold. It just won't stop. I need to go to the clinic soon. Maybe tomorrow if I can get there before there are too many people about. Other than that, I watched some EastEnders and finally got about to seeing the new Mad Max movie. Was alright. A good distraction is worth so much to me nowadays. Kept everything back for a while. I want to go to the movies again. Feels like ages since I've been. But I can't stand the thought of all those staring eyes on me. I know I'll need to face my small bit of the world before too long. But I'm just not ready right now. Not until I've had surgery. If I can even afford surgery. The money from the lawsuit was pretty good, but it won't last forever, and I still haven't got a job. At least none of my chav neighbours will try anything with me. But then again, none of the decent people would look at me in the eye either. I used to be so good with people. Maybe I'll go at a late showing. A movie theatre at night, with less people, might be a good place to start. December 8th. Went back to the clinic today. The pain hadn't gone, actually. I think it was worse. They told me that the pain was psychosomatic and that I should just try to relax. I asked if they could give me some Sativex, and the head nurse gave me this look. This awful, condescending, self-righteous look and said, "Oh, you don't need that. It's all in your head." There was this tone of, "Don't be such a baby, be a man," in her words. Be a man. Half my body is covered in scar tissue because I was asleep when the fire started, and I only woke up when the ceiling came down on me. Be a man. I'd have slapped her if I thought I could have gotten away with it. Even now, my skin feels itchy and tight. The ointments haven't done much. Mr. Baker told me to go easy on the painkillers. It's way too early to go out. Even the spots near the Thames will have some teenagers or whatnot about. There's nothing good on TV to distract me, and I haven't got the energy to read. So, I'll write for a bit. Fill up some space. Do what Dr. Atwood said, and get my thoughts out. I've managed to look in the mirror. I've been able to get by because most of my facial hair got burnt off, so I don't need to shave, and I can brush my teeth on rote. But I decided to take a chance today. I can't feel any worse, I thought. I'm so stupid. I look so much worse than I thought I would. A big black hole in my head would look better. I'm tired now. It's almost time for my meds. Can't wait. December 10th. Skipped yesterday's writing because I felt like I look. No bother. I just lay in bed, waiting until I could feel good about going to sleep. Had a rough night. Nightmares I couldn't remember. And no, I'm not lying about that. One of those nightmares where all that's left when you wake up is a bad feeling. Anyway, I went down to the shop today. It's been a while since I did that, but I was running out of food. I was feeling a little bit better. The sun was out. The streets were mostly deserted. So I treated myself to a swirl and a soda. I even managed to keep myself from stuttering when I thanked the cashier. I actually felt pretty good for a while, but my brain being what it is, the clouds descended around noon, and I felt as bad as I did last night. It caught me completely off guard, and I ended up wandering in a daze until I ended up by the Thames. I haven't been down there in so long. I remember how quiet it could be, especially in the mornings and evenings. It was quiet today too. I couldn't even hear any wind or animals. The water was so muddy and brown. The rain last night brought it up pretty high, and it was all frothy around where the water met the riverbed, like beer when you've just poured it. There were things bobbing in the water. I stared at them, and just found myself wondering. I did leave though. I didn't leave because I had some big realization though. I just left because I was tired. I'm still tired. December 11th. It's 9 and I can't bloody sleep. Stupid little goddamn brats everywhere in the theater. Little ghetto trash pissants making noise and squawking. I should have left, but no. I wanted to be brave. So I sat down and tried to keep quiet. The movie was going fine. Someone was shooting someone else, something exploded, all that crap. Then one of the little Asbos saw my face and screamed. Then they were all about me. I haven't been called the things they called me in a while. It hurt. Said I looked like Freddy, made gagging sounds. I was going to leave, I really was. But then one of them grabbed my cheek. It hurt, so I slapped him. I ran before anyone could do anything. I was wearing a hoodie, but they'll remember my face. Someone's knocking. They're faster than I thought. December 19th. To Dr. Atwood. I don't know what I'm still doing here. You said that writing in this journal would be good for me. A way to get all my feelings out on paper. You said that doing so would be cathartic. A way to confront or exhaust all the bad thoughts floating around in my head. It's not like that though. I actually thought it would be, but no. All I'm doing is regurgitating all the stuff I'd rather just forget. It isn't cathartic. It's just a reminder of how much of a nothing I am. I haven't stopped being disgusted with how I look, I still feel my heart race whenever I look at my hands. I'm so damn ugly. The kids in the theater said I look like Freddy Krueger, but I think I look more like the guy from The Burning. All pink and pale meat and shiny, melted skin. I feel like I look too, sick and achy. I have coughing fits that make me throw up because all the smoke damaged my lungs. And now I have to stomach all those awful people looking at me like I'm a walking accidents happen advert. I'm all out of money now too. Got jailed for assault, and it took the last of my money from the lawsuit to post bail. I didn't see you at the hearing, which makes sense. Maybe you are working on other cases, or maybe not. Still, it might have been nice to have you there. Maybe your presence would have helped me calm down. Maybe I could have ignored all those looks. Here comes the ugly man who hit a kid in the cinema. They looked at me like they were staring at some Taliban suicide bomber or a serial killer. I could even see it in the judge's eyes. Maybe they all subscribed to that retarded notion that ugly outside equals ugly inside. What I did wasn't right, but damn it, could they have at least understood why I did it? I'm not a monster. I was angry for a few days, but something inside of me fell away in the middle of the night. Now, all I feel is this immense, awful tiredness. I've never felt so exhausted in my life. Not ever. I just want to sleep, but I'm too restless to. I'm going to take a walk, Dr. Atwood. They'll probably find this in a few weeks. I hope you understand that you don't feel guilty, but this is all too much. Goodbye. December 22nd. This all feels wrong. After pouring everything out, I'm still here. But things have changed. I found something. 3 days ago, I wrote what I thought would be my suicide note. Then I went down to the banks of the Thames with a knife in my pocket. I wanted to watch the sunset like I used to. Then I was going to either open a vein somewhere, or I was just going to throw myself into the water and let the currents drag me under. It was snowing when I got there. The river was icy around the sides, but the rest of it was frothing along at a good place. It was deep and looked a bit cleaner for once. I decided that I'd rather drown myself than go through a long, painful death via bleeding out. The water was pretty loud, but the rest of the world around it was quiet. Maybe that's how I was able to hear it. I just put a foot out into the ice and I heard something. I thought it was just the wind or my mind playing tricks on me, but then I heard it again. It was the sound of a baby crying. It was disturbing, hearing something so normal in such an abnormal place. Kind of like hearing kids' laughter from inside an old well, or putting your ear to a pregnant woman's stomach and hearing crickets or wasps or someone laughing. I don't know how long I stood there, listening, but I nearly crapped myself when it came again. It was so close. It sounded like it was coming from underneath the bridge near my apartment, not 10 feet from where I was. I'm not proud of how hesitant I was to go and actually look for the baby, but at least I did get my feet moving when it started to scream. I ran as fast as I could, didn't even hesitate to rush into the darkness beneath the bridge. There were these deep snowdrifts all around, and as I looked, I wondered who the hell would just abandon a baby down here. There was no way it could have crawled, not when all the steps were so high and the stone was so slippery. And it sure as hell couldn't have floated down there. Everything that was going through my brain stopped when I actually saw it. There wasn't some big, desperate race against the clock. No digging through the freezing snow and chunks of ice to find a little, half-frozen baby. There were some tracks in the snow. I saw them almost instantly. I followed them to a spot between two snowdrifts. I looked and saw that it wasn't a baby. It sounded like a baby, even later on, but it wasn't one. The shape of its body did remind me a bit of an infant, but the proportions of its limbs were wrong. I remember wondering if it was some kind of messed up monkey escaped from the zoo. But then it moved towards me, and I really got a look at it. Its back was swollen, and the skin was shiny and red, like a tick that's been feeding. And there were these little black hairs. They were moving, like there were insects under there that had stuck all their legs up through its paws and were trying to get out. Its arms and legs looked the same, raw looking, like my burns, and ending on these fingers, human fingers. It had a head, but there was no face, just a big white beak like an octopus. No eyes or nose or ears, just the beak right in the center of its face. I shut down. Everything that had been racing around in my head just stopped, and I couldn't move. I thought I was gonna die, that they'd find me when the snow thawed in summer, and they wouldn't even be able to tell how I died. I was more scared then than I had ever been in my life, even during the fire. But then, there in the darkness, it spoke to me. It spoke with this beautiful voice. I couldn't tell you whether it was a man's voice or a woman's, but it was soft and cool, like a spring breeze. The words were strange. They weren't all in English, but parts of them were. I was able to understand it though. It had washed up here a few days ago and was searching for a place to grow, but the freezing cold was making it hard for it. Green place, warm place, place temperate, house of the thriving, it said in one of the few full sentences that any English speaker could understand. It did something else after it had finished saying that to me. It showed me something even more fantastic than it was. It's hard to describe. It was a place, a very faraway place, where everything lived. Every plant and beast and drop of rain were all one. A place where the suns and the moons could sing, where great pools and oceans grew the land, which grew mountains, which wept into the rivers and oceans, where trees had armor like beetles, and the ground had teeth, and every rock and pebble had wings. The land was a womb, and everything was connected and birthed, and eaten and rebirthed. A place where no one was ever alone. It brought tears to my eyes. The thing came to me and asked me in that beautiful voice if I could lead it to some place warm. So I brought it back with me. Something's clicked. Something's fallen into place. I feel calm. I feel well. December 23rd. The apartment feels different now. Must be the effect of having another person in here with me. I haven't had another person in here since Amelia left. It's nice. The place seems lighter. My head feels clear. I got home without anyone bothering me. My new friend is warm and light and breathes in short bursts. His beak drew blood, but I didn't feel it. I was so happy. So happy to just have it with me. Maybe this is what being a father feels like. It did something that surprised me. I thought it would build a nest or cocoon itself in blankets or burrow into the plaster or take my bed. Instead, it unfurled like a flower. Its body opened up, each part of its torso like a flower petal. It bloomed, and the things inside of it fell out and moved like eels across the floor. When they had finished their movement, and had covered most of my living room floor. They flattened and opened up too. They are violet inside, shiny and covered in little red thorns. I watched them work until my stomach growled. I haven't eaten in a while. I know I need to, but it's so fascinating. It smells like honey in here, or something close. I'm hungrier. I'll eat now. December 24th. I fell asleep sometime after midnight. I've had bad dreams every night since the fire, except tonight. Tonight, I dreamed that I was standing in the ashes of my old apartment. I could tell that it wasn't too long after the fires had died out, because I could still feel the warmth under my feet. The remains of the apartment were the only things around for miles, and the ground all the way from the horizon to horizon was black, but not like soot, like obsidian. I laid a palm down on it, and my hand came away cold and covered in dew. I remember looking up and seeing that the sky was the brightest, most beautiful blue I had ever seen. I couldn't see the sun, but I felt its warmth. I don't know how long I just stood there and took it all in. I haven't felt so calm in a very long time. Eventually, something changes. I can't tell what it is at first, but I know that it's happened. Then I look behind me and see a tower rising up into the sky. A giant tower that's moving and throbbing like an organ or a flame. I could hear singing or screaming or something in between. It was like my new friend's voice. Beautiful. When I woke up, the honey smell was much stronger. I went into my living room and found that my friend had changed again. It had grown. All those tendrils had knitted together. The thorns inside of them had grown too, and these little holes had opened up all over. There were insects everywhere. Layers of roaches and spiders and earwigs and even some wasps. They were all moving in from under the door or through the cracks in the wall, and even a few came up from the spaces between the floorboards. I swear I even saw a few little mice with them. All the bugs and pests were swallowed by the little holes that had popped up overnight, or they got snagged somehow by the thorns. My friend had grown up across the wall too. All those little insect leg hair had lengthened and were either becoming vines on the wall or catching flies and wasps. Its head had drawn up into its body and its beak is snapping at nothing. Maybe it wants food. I fed it all the meat in my freezer and it's grown even more. There are red veins running across its body and the tips of those thorns have splintered open. There's more of it covering my floor now too. It's nearly to the TV, and it's already to the kitchen. Now it's starting to smell like vanilla. My mom used to make me get vanilla ice cream in the summer, and I used to love baking with her because she'd let me smell the vanilla extract bottle. I've been missing that smell for a long time. I'd forgotten about it until just now. It's singing again, still beautiful, like every song I ever loved. No, there's something else there too. It's longing, it's sad, maybe still hungry. It makes my eyes water. It's so sad. I've never heard anything like it, like I'm feeling what it's feeling. Tried to feed it some of my leftovers, but it wouldn't eat any of it. It wants meat or something similar. There's less insects now too. It needs more. Dark out. I'm gonna go look for food for it. There are more rats and mice in this building. Maybe I can find some of the traps. Maybe I'll just buy more meat. I have the money. I just need to go out and get lots of it. Make it happy. Maybe it'll sing happy. Back in a while. December 25th. Was out all night, but I got as much meat as I could want. Mice from traps, frozen stuff, some roadkill. It's into the kitchen now. Those thorns are moving like trees in a windstorm, and the bugs are all gone. Those red veins are thicker, like cables, and they're hairy like spiders' backs. Those little holes have grown into pits, and these wormy red stalks are starting to poke up through them. It's been singing a bit, not as much as I'd like, so I'm going to get it something special. There's a cat in and around here. Nasty little bugger has been yowling non-stop for the past few hours. Maybe she's upset that she doesn't have any more mice to kill. I caught it and fed it to my friend. She screamed like a person when I forced her lower half into its beak. My Christmas present was well received by my friend, who's been singing so sweetly for the past hour. It is fur now, real fur. The same calico color of the cat, all round the body and on those veins. There are even patches where the little legs on its back fused. I feel so calm now. My skin isn't tight or hot. I've been feeling well. My stomach isn't bothering me anymore. Neither is my head. I haven't needed the meds or ointments, and I feel wonderful. The vanilla smell is fading now. I can taste something in the air. It's already light out. How long have I been sitting here, staring at this page? I should sleep. December 26th. I underestimated my neighbours. For the longest time, they were either totally indifferent to me, or only interested enough to sneer at me, like I was a carnival freak. Got called Mong and Gimp a couple of times, but mostly they stayed away from me. None of them tried to break in. None of them pulled knives or guns. I thought that they were all a bunch of drug-dealing gutter rats who spent their time off from working at some fast food place, looting, screwing, shooting up, and fighting. The kind who don't give a damn about anything. But there's a man who was knocking on doors. The cat had an owner, and I completely missed it. He knocked on my door around 2 this morning. I'd just fallen asleep. I'd been dreaming such wonderful things. Then the chef banged on my door. I tried to keep calm, but the vanilla smell was so strong, and there was a new pilgrimage of insects outside my door. And he was so big. He just came in. Apparently, I have a reputation. I didn't kill him. I didn't kill him. I didn't kill him. My friend did. He stepped on it, barely had time to realize what he was seeing before those thorns shot out like bullets. They're longer now. Much longer. It was like watching a man get hit by a nail bomb. He just fell apart. It's taken him now, my friend has. Taken him into itself and grown again. Now it covers half the apartment from floor to wall. There are flowers now, buds of dark grey and blooms of red that aren't roses and smell like something rotting. Some type of fungus has grown, yellow and green, and full of holes like honeycombs. There are things moving in there. Maybe my friend will have company. New friends like it. Where will that leave me? I feel like I've been thrown away like trash. Like everyone else has done to me. I'll be alone. Again. There are new breeds coming from my friend's stomach. Maybe it's a she. I'm in a womb, and these are her new babies. They've got nasty bites. My friend is opening herself again, all full of tongues and feelers. She looks so warm and quiet. she can repair me. She's told me so. She can make me never alone. And I need to do a few things for her first. She's still hungry and not big enough to catch her own prey. I need to be a hunter, her hands and fingers. I need to bring her a few more people. Not many, only a few lives more. And really, who will miss a few Asbochav ghetto rats? They've been taken from us for so long. Now they can contribute in a way that means something. No picking trash or cleaning graffiti off the walls. Maybe they're all lonely too. I can do this. I will do this. A relationship is like a garden. It needs tending. And my friend is no different. I'll tend to my garden. To her. And then she'll make me so happy in the end. I'll never have to be alone again. Not ever again. I don't want to be alone. The journal ends here. Cut off only a few pages in. I've left everything in. Some may not think that including all of this man's daily struggles were vital, while others might think it invasive or disrespectful. But I believe differently. I think that it's necessary to see the reasoning behind what he did until his mind was taken from him. That, and this is the only real way we can memorialize this man. I haven't been able to find his name. The idea of dying and then fading into nothingness makes me feel worse than I already do.